Nightfellow. Brought to you by Telkom Business. Possible begins here.
The NHS, the National, well, NHI, I think, the National Health Insurance Scheme, is kind of in limbo at the moment because the president has committed to not putting into legislation any provisions of the NHI Act until there is legal certainty, because there are significant challenges to various aspects of the Act on which the Constitutional Court has still to rule. So it is sound, I think, that the government says, okay, we've got this Act, we're committed to making it real in practice, but we're not going to proceed procedurally until we have legal. But don't worry, we are still very committed to it. Neil Kirby is head of healthcare and life sciences at Worksmen's Attorneys. Neil, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, John.
Limbo is a reasonable description of where we are with the NHI, is it?
Yeah, I think limbo is not a bad idea. It's not a legal term, but it's certainly one that...
I'm not a legal person, so I don't know how to use legal terms.
Fair enough. As you said, there are a number of significant legal challenges to the National Health Insurance Act. At this point in time, we're in various courts. In fact, conceivably, we're in the High Court, the Supreme Court, and the Constitutional Court. And where we are currently is that there have been a number of challenges brought in the Constitutional Court that need to be resolved. The Constitutional Court, in turn, has said to us, look, I think this is important. We're in court in May on the 5th. And as a result, in order to secure some degree of legal certainty, both in terms of process and also on the merits, there was an undertaking by both the Minister of Health and the President not to bring into force any of the provisions of the Act. Just as a footnote to that comment, the National Health Insurance Act is law. It's an act. It's been passed by two houses of Parliament. So it's not as if it's not around or it's something that is in some degree abstract. It is law. But the prerogative lies with the President to bring into sections of the National Health Insurance Act into force by proclamation of the Government Gazette.
But it is sound, it seems to me, as an outside non-legal observer, what Ramaphosa is doing, because it is easier to change an act than reverse practical things which have started to be done as a result of proclaiming the act and then having the Constitutional Court find against key provisions of that act. So this does seem like a sensible approach from the presidency.
I agree. I think that's right. You know, at the end of the day, moving in a direction where you are trying to bring into legislation that is confronted with legal challenges that are multifold, it just doesn't seem to be a sensible position, not from a legal perspective only, but from a commercial and economic perspective, that you're faced with a range of people who are saying, no, don't. And you're then saying, well, I'm going to commit large amounts of money to putting this into action. Those two courses of action are counterproductive. It doesn't make sense.
Everybody in this, citizens, government, the various parts of the provision of medical services, the various players in the broad medical health field, say they all agree with universal health access. They all agree that health provision in South Africa is unequal and problematic. And, you know, this is, again, it's not a question for a legal person, but it's just something I can't understand why, given our history of negotiation, why we haven't been able to put something together which is never going to please everybody, because that's impossible with whatever you're dealing with, but would cause less contention, political dissension, legal dissension than what is on the table at the moment, Neil.
Yeah, agreed. I think that, you know, the overall theme here is universal access to health care. Now, that is the most uncontentious part of this debate, because that concept is an international concept that runs through a number of jurisdictions, a number of countries. It runs through international agreements that South Africa has ratified. It runs through it runs through memorandum of incorporation in private companies. The difficulty is that when you decide to implement such a scheme and you put it under that rubric, the issue is, well, okay, does that match on all fours with our constitutional dispensation? Does that mean that if you've decided to do it in this way, that the Constitution is going to agree with you? That's all we have to talk about. This isn't some debate about who's doing what for whom. This is a constitutional debate. I mean, the reason we have a constitution is because every law that is passed by Parliament is tested against it. That's the point. Otherwise, it'd be a free-for-all. We'd be back 30 years where Parliament was fundamentally also a court and it could do as it pleased. No. I'm afraid not. I get the concept. I understand the concept. I've been living with the concept of universal access to care for 20 years. And I am required as an officer of the court to ensure, and I've taken an oath to this effect, to uphold the Constitution.
Neil Kirby, thank you very much. Head of Healthcare and Life Sciences at Worksmen's Attorneys. EWN Traffic.